Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Matacos. I am your host, Dr. Josiah Rich, and this morning's episode is entitled Jesus Presented Himself as a Living Exhibit for Crucifixion and Resurrection. I'm going to be reading from the Gospel of Luke, the Gospel according to Luke. And I'm going to be reading from chapters 24, beginning at verse 36. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. That they were terrified, and again the old word, affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. Said unto them, Why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I, myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. Now, this, of course, is another post-resurrection appearance of Jesus to the disciples. I think it is very significant that the writer Luke records for us the emotional state of the disciples. It is equally and more important for us that Luke records for us the manner in which Jesus approaches the disciples. The disciples have recorded in their mind the horrific nature of the passion event and the crucifixion. And so today, what they were feeling about what had happened may be called post-traumatic stress. So, once again, what the disciples saw happen to their beloved Lord, and what has been represented to us through painting, have no correlation in reality. The cat of nine tails used to flog Jesus was made of leather bits of bone, animal bone, and metal embedded into the level. The individual was lashed across his back, and through the force of the whip, the back would be shredded or lacerated, exposing muscle tissue, and also bone. Traditionally, the individual would go into shock. And so they saw that. And then there was the part in which the Roman soldiers, off his clothes, pushed down upon his brow a crown made of thorns, and put about his body a purple garment. And we are told from the scripture that they verbally insulted and mocked him, and that they buffeted him or smote him with their fists. And in the Greek, it is written for us in the imperfect tense, that is, they kept on smiting him with their fists. And we read that they also spat upon him. So there's extreme psychological distress of Jesus. They would go before him, that is, soldiers, and kneel and say, "Hail, Jesus, King of the Jews." And after they finished, they put his own clothes back upon him, led him out to crucify him. The nails used were 5 to 7 inches long, or 3/8 of an inch diameter. The nails were driven through his hands, as per teaching of scriptures. And the nail, or nail, sometimes the feet of the individual were overlapped so that only one nail was used. Archaeologists have found the heel of an individual that had been executed by crucifixion with a nail driven through it. So just want to give you some idea of what this event was. And this crime, according to the titular placed above his head, was King Jesus. Every criminal that was crucified at that time, that's crime displayed for all to see. And so that was the crime of Jesus. He was crucified with two other malefactors. Some people say thieves. And most likely they were of a group called the Sicarii or the Dagger Men. Very dangerous individuals. And maybe even Barabbas was among them, the one who was released by Pilate instead of Jesus. So they were not mere thieves in the sense that we have been told. They were of the Carry, the Dagger Men. Jesus and knew why he was there, repented and said, Lord, when you come into your kingdom, remember me. Repented of his criminal background. So on the cross, Jesus, in his own agony, ministered to an individual who needed him. This is a powerful scene. It is an event that cannot be ignored, although there have been individuals in their own triteness who have tried to be dismissive of the crucifixion and what it represented. So they write books and are to publish their dismissiveness and their skepticism. Well, I stopped reading such books long ago. And then the individuals go off to sing, and then another group, another wave comes along. So much of this stuff parallels. Nothing changes. But this event, as Paul stated, was not done in a corner. The Pharisees, the religious conservatives, Sadducees, and its liberals, and the Herodians, the standing political party, all got together and contributed to the famous act. But making sure that Jesus was removed were unaware of the fact that everything they were doing was allowed to happen through the permissive will of God. It was God's permissive will operating at this time. Jesus even stated to Pilate that you could have no power over me unless it were granted thee from heaven. God is clearly and absolutely in control. He, that is, Yahweh Elohim Adonai, sits enthroned above the floods. When the ancient antediluvian world was overthrown through the cataclysm of the Mabul, we say flood, which connotes a localized event, but it was hardly a flood. It was the Mabul. It was the overwhelming of the ancient world through water, which is the center of the universe. We know there is more water beneath the landmass, beneath the surface or crust of the earth, than on top of the earth. We know this. We know that the earth is a living organism. But God overthrew the ancient world. That is, he collapsed the old world, the firmaments that had been separated by God were allowed to collapse or come together once again. God brought in a new order. To Noah, or rest. God allowed Jesus to be crucified through his pernicious hell. Darkness that overshadowed the cross that we read in Genesis 1. Koshet. Darkness that could be felt, that overtook the land when Jesus was made sin for the world. When Jesus had finished his ministry of salvation, of being made sin for the world, he was God's own Holocaust offering, who suffered, he suffered the wrath, the fiery wrath of God, who said, Tetelestai, it is finished. It is finished. Tetelestai, one word in Greek. He was buried. But then we read that he rose again. Perfect tense. 1 Corinthians 15. Jesus died, aorist tense, at a point in time. Jesus was buried, aorist tense, in the Greek, at a point in time. And he rose again. Anastasis Nekron, he stood up, perfect. Now, he appears to some of his disciples in Luke 24. In verse 38, we read, and he said unto them, why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? He wanted to know the reason for their negative and objectionable thoughts. So, in verse 39, he states, behold my hands, he says to them, behold, look in my hands and my feet, that it is I, myself. And the personal pronoun is in the emphatic position. And then, as a semicolon in the English Bible, it reads, handle me, palpi, touch, palpi, feel. Gather empirical information through your senses, through your eyes, through your sense of touch. Listen to me. Hear me. Listen deeply. Handle me and see. Behold my hands and my feet. Handle me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones. As ye see, we have. The word here, see, means to understand with accurate perception what is being taken in by one's sight. To see with understanding, in other words. See with accuracy. To see with deep, penetrating insight. And he has spoken, he showed them his hands and feet. And in verse 40, this the verb showed, he showed in the Greek is a word that means visit. To present something to be displayed, to present something to be shared. And it also meets the legal definition of exhibit. A forensic nature to this word exhibit, as used here by Jesus. In Acts chapter 1, Luke states again, because he is the author of the book of Acts, Luke states that he showed himself many, or exhibited himself to many proofs. It's interesting that in Luke chapter 1, we read these words. Luke chapter 1, I'm going to read verse 1 as well. Luke 1:1. For as much as many have taken, for as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. That is, speaking of the community, the believing community of which he is a part. Verse 2, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write order, most excellent Theophilus. Theophilus also is recipient of the book of Acts as well. Verse 4, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. Now in verse 4, the word certainty means safety. That thou mightest know the safety. That thou mightest know the certainty. That thou mightest know the accuracy of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. In verse 2, once again, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses. Now, it is a very interesting term. The syntax and the word order and the terms that are used here are very important. I don't have enough time to go into them here, but suffice it to say that the word that has been translated for us as eyewitnesses is in the Greek, A-U-T-O-P-T-A-I. A-U-T-O-P-T-A-I. Autoptai. From which we get our English word autopsy. Now, the brevity, the cogency, the painstaking awareness, the astute investigation that the physician Luke has put in place for all of us was supervised and watched over by the Holy Spirit of God himself. This information is precious. It is the information the believing community needed to have verified. We have not followed cunningly devised fables. The information that we have been given is genuine and serious. Once again, in Luke 24, verse 40, and when he had spoken, he showed, that is, to exhibit them his hands and his feet. He himself presented, that is, Jesus himself presented himself as a living exhibit. In the legal term, in the legal sense, for his own crucifixion and resurrection. There was no body. It was the living Jesus as exhibit. The living Jesus. 1 Corinthians 14, Paul states that at one time he was seen up over 500 autoptai witnesses. Eyewitnesses. Paul writes, some of whom were still living at the time of his writing, who has seen this great event, who has seen the indisputable evidence with regard to the passion, crucifixion, and the resurrection of Jesus. This event will not go away. It will not be swept under the rug of history or put away in the dustbin of history. This great event changed the world. One cannot be dismissive of the evidence Latin will certainly go looking to the secular historians to see what they have to say, as if that would add more weight. Luke and the other gospel writers and the New Testament writers have stated the information that we have was penned by the greatest scholars within the community. John, Luke, Peter, and one of the greatest intellectuals of all history, the Apostle Paul. And one of the most significant elements for all of these individuals that I cherish was their intellectual perspicacity. They were marked out, chosen by God for this great. We have these wonderful documents at our disposal for our investigation. Children can read the Gospels as well as the most talented scholars. We have before us the Word of God. Most certainly we do not have the autographs, but we have the manuscripts available so that we can reproduce the information contained in the autographs, that is, the writings that were from the that were originally from the hands of the apostle, and of course, Luke was not an apostle. God has provided for us a wonderful amount of information so that we can be certain, have perfect certitude about our faith. You need at this time, if you're vacillating, wondering whether or not you should give your life to Christ, please read the Gospels. Please understand that the information that we have is secure and given to us through the Holy Spirit Himself. It is important to really understand writings of what God has to say to us about our great Savior and salvation that God has provided for us. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day. I will speak with you next time on the Matterpod. And once again, if this ministry has proved to be a blessing to you, please go to josiahrich.com. There is a donation button there. Please help to support this ministry.